Tone detector. How this may sound to readers. Handshake confident. Necktie formal. Comma, dash. Web document link, https://www.nlmnih.gov, National Institutes of Health /PMC7178134/. Title intentionally omitted here. Research dated and published on the NIN on April 6, 2020. Most relative here to reinforce academic standards in what needs to be considered a statement of ill-rotten intention in 2015. What is appearing right here below is a repositioning of research findings conducted by the same panel of researchers that in 2015 states that 100% of the researched 128 writers of the narratives were deemed to be delusional. 100% delusional. A joke, right? Far, far distant of some joke. Appearing in the New York Times, June 10, 2016, the author of this 2015 statement said this outrageous reductionist disregard for human life and this obvious without question. Considering her very own field of expertise, this was an intentional deceptively instilled motive for infusing collective ignorance, anatology, on this subject. What's scary for me is that there are no counter sites that try and convince targeted individuals that they are delusional, Dr. Sheridan said. It might be highlighted here in reference to this April 2020 review of a decent attempt at reality-based science ability, that Dr. Sheridan must have realized the extreme need to conduct reality-based science research before such an irrational 2015 review makes it to the knowledge such a position was in fact fraught to have any kind of conclusion of reality-based concerns of reasonable or redeemable opinion in the first place. Such damages to the inability to hold rational discourse within a family dynamic is indeed a family gang-striking concern of my own family currently under the roof of 3260 Grande Vista San Bernardino CA 9245 for sure. These quotations go to the fact that 50 narratives were given there were no new categories after 40 selections. If gang-striking did not have a centralized structure but were delusional, no such limitation would ever be found to pattern such narratives in such a real science of linguistics review. Section 3 Results. 3.1. Length of term replaced here, psychological warfare. None of the writers of the narratives described their experiences as having ended. All 50 authors stated or implied that they had been gang-stalked for lengthy periods of time. For example, one mentioned being seen by 7 psychologists during the period of being targeted, and another described having been targeted whilst living in 3 different countries. The shortest case was described as having begun in the last few months and the longest as continuing for more than 22 years. My involvement in the documentation of these life circumstances started in 2005 and I too claim these experiences have not ended. In fact, I have now to deal with the possibility of probable exposures within family connections here under this roof. Crimes are being committed against me and are indeed defined in terms of family-to-family gang-stalking. Those persons have been taken into a view that has exposed this as hate-based activities that the source to which brings them into this house must be disclosed in all true honesty. For it is a crime to conduct such psychological abusive activities and to think they have no visibility as some kind of game this family will refuse to drop its agenda against me. 2.1. Selection of sample. Self-published accounts of gang-stalking were selected from within websites and web forums on the internet via purpose of convenience sampling using Google searches of websites, blogs, and forums with the search terms gang-stalking, group stalking, gang-stalking stories, victims of gang-stalking, targeted individual, TI, and various combinations thereof. Targeted individual, or TI, is a term by which some people reporting gang-stalking are, refer to themselves. More than 20 million hits were revealed in the initial search. 50 personal accounts of gang-stalking were identified for use in the study by following the first 250 relevant links. All links were investigated, whatever their type, personal web pages, dedicated sites, Facebook pages, etc. Only accounts including explicit statements pertaining to personal experiences as a victim of gang-stalking, for example, I am being gang-stalked, I am a targeted individual, were considered eligible for inclusion in the study. Accounts were required to exceed a minimum length of 250 words to ensure that there was sufficiently detailed material to analyze. 25. Accounts were not included where there were indications that the writer was below the age of 18. Only material in the English language was included in the study. 2 researchers examined each personal account, and cases were only included in the study where there was agreement between the two that they met the above-stated inclusion criteria. The first 50 cases to meet the inclusion criteria were adopted. Saturation of information was deemed to be met following analysis of 40 cases. This was indicated by no new categories emerging from the data. Where applicable, participants were identified by having their associated identifiable information removed from their self-published accounts prior to analysis. Section 3 Results. 3.1. Length of term replaced here, psychological warfare. None of the writers of the narratives described their experiences as having ended. All 50 authors stated or implied that they had been gang-stalked for lengthy periods of time. For example, one mentioned being seen by 7 psychologists during the period of being targeted, and another described having been targeted whilst living in 3 different countries. The shortest case was described as having begun in the last few months and the longest as continuing for more than 22 years. 3.2. Reasons for the gang-stalking. The narratives were examined to establish whether the perceived reasons for being targeted by gang-stalkers could be identified. Reasons were found in 20 of the 50 accounts. In all 20 cases, no named person was believed to be targeting the victim. 3.3. Categories of experience of gang-stalking. 20-4 categories of experience were identified in the 50 accounts of self-identified victims of gang-stalking. These are set out in Table 1, together with the proportions describing them. Given that the purpose of the study was to elucidate the phenomena constituting subjects' experiences of being gang-stalked, each category is illustrated in the table using descriptions from the case accounts. Spelling error in the accounts have been corrected to aid comprehension. The most frequently experienced categories concerned being physically followed and/or surveilled, 94%, or being the target of a conspiracy, 80%. 2/3 claimed that they were subject to physical interference, intimidation, and harassment. 4. Discussion. Given that the available evidence suggests that 12% of stalking reports involve gang-stalking and that, at a conservative estimate, 8% of women and 2% of men report being stalked at some point in their lives, it would appear that the subjective experience of being gang-stalked could affect around 0.66% of adult women and 0.17% of adult men in the Western world at some point in their lives. It might be assumed that something that affects the lives of so many people would have been the subject of extensive research. However, this is not the case. This is the first study to examine the phenomena of the gang-stalking experiences using a methodology that allows categories to emerge de novo from subjective descriptions. Inevitably, this exercise is subject to the limitations of its methodology. The study concerned 50 descriptions of gang-stalking experiences taken from the internet. Yet, whilst not being an ideal source of data, this is one of the few sources available through which the gang-stalking phenomenon can be studied. Data from the internet is convenient and readily available, both to the current authors and others who might wish to replicate this study. Exploratory studies of this type are of value as there is currently little information available to guide agencies that encounter individuals presenting with these complaints. Exploratory studies of this type are of value as there is currently little information available to guide agencies that encounter individuals presenting with these complaints. Exploratory studies of this type are of value as there is currently little information available to guide agencies that encounter individuals presenting with these complaints. Exploratory studies of this type are of value as there is currently little information available to guide agencies that encounter individuals presenting with these complaints. Exploratory studies of this type are of value as there is currently little information available to guide agencies that encounter individuals presenting with these complaints. Exploratory studies of this type are of value as there is currently little information available to guide agencies that encounter individuals presenting with these complaints. Exploratory studies of this type are of value as there is currently little information available to guide agencies that encounter individuals presenting with these complaints. Exploratory studies of this type are of value as there is currently little information available to guide agencies that encounter individuals presenting with these complaints. A targeted individual authorship notation here, July 9, 2022. I would definitely consider the kicking in of my bedroom door by David Allen Riskill, my nephew. Physical interference, intimidation. And as of earlier this evening, that approach of similar tactics to me, the two people here did not become involved in reality. His need to not leave me alone in trying to be disagreeable with me, trying to question my mental health diagnoses, and to claim my observations of gang-stalking are somehow a narrative of unreal things, their presence in this agenda here is busted. As I bring forward the attention to this upon my mother, Now his attempt backtracks somehow an explanation, trying to do what I do not know. At this point, as the victim of gangstalking in this case, the definition is criminal. How low will every one of these actors go? How low do we need to take this? Such bullshit walks, and reality talks here in this house. Nothing less than the standards of excellence. The man of the need to be a disagreeable force of ignorance is not worth this lime of source if that needs to be understood. For a position by a youth of a guest in this house at a moment in time to be an act of continuing physical violence if one would need to link the events together weeks apart, which I do indeed need to make that connection of consideration. No question, law enforcement considering this story cast, at the time I will be requesting the notification of a 911-text-interface upon this situation. Those who do not have the best interest of family need to be corrected by perhaps an actual case of an investigation conducted here dash at least the correction from the police to be better than this, and the police are actually not going to continue their own deceptive agendas. 4. Discussion. Weeks turn to months and months turn to years and years turn into decades and no one seems to find the importance of acknowledging this is something not normal for any kind of allowance. No one allows those who can or will risk everything to actually call a mass gun shooting event to get some public attention to this cruelty for them. None of these people should be deemed anything less than what I have said here. What is involved here is already written in philological debate to what can be concluded here rationally and logically. Phi, lol, o, jai, noun. The branch of knowledge that deals with the structure, historical development, and relationships of a language or languages. Of origins of wisdom and guidance now this age of year being intense with great effort to deny, shield, holding an ontology onto mass ignorance of these facts. This wisdom and guidance are set forth from ages back. None of this is beyond the scope of understanding. None of this is a new thought of circumstances that cannot be understood by academia. None of this makes any sense. Such effort with the intention of destroying our social trust is the key and I am taking that key away from you. No matter what happens, I have already won. Image PNG. Security code, big man killing tech bug. Call box, web document link, http://realityaudit.life/. Image PNG. Do you need additional directions to find this address? Delivery driver, strictly follow these directions. Ring the bell, if no answer, hold the package to deliver the next day. Packages that are left at the door and stolen by gang-stalking stranger dangers will be deemed your negligence responsibility. Comma, forwarded message, dash, from MailTrack notification. Date Thursday, July 7th, 2022 at 7:21 p.m. Subject hello, at, xtool.com has just read there are three words and a digital domain object in the base foundation linguistics of our speaking common English. WTF, hello, business, and, cooperation, dash what does that say to our common world? 2. There are three words and a digital domain object in the base foundation linguistics of our speaking common English. WTF. Hello, business, and, cooperation, dash what does that say to our common world? Open email. Hello, at, xtool.com read your email 11 hours after it was sent. Sent on July 7th, 2022, 8 hours, 12 minutes, and 18 seconds a.m. Read on July 7th, 2022, 7 hours, 20 minutes, and 54 seconds p.m. by hello, at, xtool.com. See full email tracking history. Recipients. Hello, at, xtool.com. Invite to mail track. Prospect Medical Group. R. O. T. N. O. S. D. S. E. P. 0. L. 4. 2. 0. L. T. I. Y. U. J. U. M. C. 3. G. F. 0. 1. A. 5. 1. A. A. F. L. M. 0. L. U. 1. U. T. 4. 8. C. T. 7. A. I. 0. T. 3. 4. 6. Middle dot. Prospect Medical wishes you a happy, safe and memorable Independence Day. Enjoy today's festivities with the ones that matter most. 2 comments. James Martin Hauser. Restore my comments dash whomever is here, restore my comments, this is not an option. Web document link, http://realityaudit.life/, /mail. may be an image of text. James Martin Hauser. Web document link, http://realityaudit.live/gmail. Ethics Point - Prospect Medical Holdings, Incorporated. Realityaudit.life, Ethics Point - Prospect Medical Holdings, Incorporated. Ethics Point - Prospect Medical Holdings, Incorporated. Reply. 2H. Reply. 2H. Rea PPP line post text above to the Facebook page of Prospect Medical Group. - In consideration of this interesting find, lawyers own / what is gang stalking? Open in Gmail. Recipients. Veronica, Ann, Warnick, Driscoll, Mother, John Michael Talbot, retired, FBI, agent, Deborah Talbot, Kick, healthcare nurse, medical symbol, Dennis, at fuckeduphuman.life, yes you heard that correctly, a valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary impetapo not binding, spelled, FUCKEDHUMAN.LIFE, Driscoll, hater, heartless, bully, right arrow, brothers, me, myself, and I, never can be good enough, for honesty is treated bad. I represent, for everyone-network informational theory, David Driscoll, Sulo-digital content manager Deserters Project, Info DAP, Blither Rayford. Agents that care about helping you -not- Latricia Williams -your clean -patient James Martin Driscoll, Jim Weitz Carver, Brett Chapman, Social Science Analyst Office, OJP, Cheryl Crawford Wenson, Office of the Chief Science Advisor, from Deacon Steve Sarembe, Jesse Milan, J.R., AIDS United, Chief Executive Officer Daryl J. Vigil MBA, Jamie Villalobos, Timothy Earl Marble, *, Cram O'Bone, an honesty binding knot symbol of the Adinkra communications set of wisdom guidance, over 2 centuries old, the meaning of this symbolic knot usages, one bad makes all look bad or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed, a warning symbol against deceptions and hypocrisy, the Adinkra symbol of the cram O'Bone is a Solomon's knot of significance, *- the good student number 0003 awesome, comma, Chris, *, cram O'Bone, an honesty binding knot symbol of the Adinkra communications set of wisdom guidance, over 2 centuries old, the meaning of this symbolic knot usages, one bad makes all look bad or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed, a warning symbol against deceptions and hypocrisy, the Adinkra symbol of the cram O'Bone is a Solomon's knot of significance, *- the good student number 0004 awesome, comma, key, *, cram O'Bone, an honesty binding knot symbol of the Adinkra communications set of wisdom guidance, over 2 centuries old, the meaning of this symbolic knot usages, one bad makes all look bad or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed, a warning symbol against deceptions and hypocrisy, the Adinkra symbol of the cram O'Bone is a Solomon's knot of significance, *- the good student number 0001 awesome, comma, Sammy Francher, first night lion, *, cram O'Bone, an honesty binding knot symbol of the Adinkra communications set of wisdom guidance, over 2 centuries old, the meaning of this symbolic knot usages, one bad makes all look bad or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed, a warning symbol against deceptions and hypocrisy, the Adinkra symbol of the cram O'Bone is a Solomon's knot of significance, *- the good student number 0002 awesome, comma, Samuel Jesse grew up pledge Lion Martinez, *, cram O'Bone, an honesty binding knot symbol of the Adinkra communications set of wisdom guidance, over 2 centuries old, the meaning of this symbolic knot usages, one bad makes all look bad or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed, a warning symbol against deceptions and hypocrisy, the Adinkra symbol of the cram O'Bone is a Solomon's knot of significance, *- the good, student number 0001A awesome, comma, William Jamal Wilson, first lion without need of pledge, *, cram O'Bone, an honesty binding knot symbol of the Adinkra communications set of wisdom guidance, over 2 centuries old, the meaning of this symbolic knot usages, one bad makes all look bad or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed, a warning symbol against deceptions and hypocrisy, the Adinkra symbol of the cram O'Bone is a Solomon's knot of significance, *- the good student number 0005 awesome, comma, Judge Wilfred John Schneider Jr., see Truth Finder Report. Send date, July 5th, 2022 at 6:54 a.m. Opens 6 times. Links clicked. Clicked 7 times. Documents viewed. Not viewed yet. Download delivery certificate. Latest activity. Today. Open email 6:55 a.m. by one of the recipients. July 6th. Open email 9:09 a.m. by Info DAP. Open email 11:41 p.m. by John Michael Talbot, retired, FBI, agent. Open email 8:19 p.m. by Info DAP. July 5th. Open email 12:12 p.m. by Angel Roxand, at, yahoo.com. Click link 6:57 a.m. by Cheryl Crawford Watson, Office of the Chief Science Advisor. Link URL web document link, http://moral-responsibility-reality-audit.life/legal-definition/lawyers-own-what-is-gangstrucking-ug. Click link 6:57 a.m. by Cheryl Crawford Watson, Office of the Chief Science Advisor. Link URL web document link, https://lawyers-on-a/with-is-gang-stalking/. Click link 6:57 a.m. by Brett Chapman, Social Science Analyst Office, OJP. Link URL web document link, http://moral-responsibility-reality-audit.life/legal-definition/lawyers-own-what-is-gangstrucking-ug. Click link 6:56 a.m. by Timothy.Noonan, at, hhs.gov. Link URL web document link, http://moral-responsibility-reality-audit.life/legal-definition/lawyers-own-what-is-gangstrucking-ug. Click link 6:55 a.m. by agents that care about helping you dash not dash Latricia Williams dash your clink slash patient James Martin Driscoll. Link URL web document link, http://moral-responsibility-reality-audit.life/legal-definition/lawyers-own-what-is-gangstrucking-ug. Click link 6:54 a.m. by Jesse Malone, J.R., AIDS United. Link URL web document link, https://lawyers-on-a/with-is-gang-stalking/. Click link 6:54 a.m. by Jesse Malone, J.R., AIDS United. Link URL web document link, http://moral-responsibility-reality-audit.life/legal-definition/lawyers-own-what-is-gangstrucking-ug. Open email 6:54 a.m. by one of the recipients. Closing notation of this required directive correspondences to be inclusive of Zendesk customer support tightening onto a greater issue of solutions to bring into view. The matters are considered to be a huge wicked problem. Google, wicked problem definition. Web document link, https://www.stonybrook.com/wicked-problem/what-is-a-wiki-problem. What's a wicked problem? In 1973, design theorists Horst Riddle and Melvin Weber introduced the term wicked problem in order to draw attention to the complexities and challenges of addressing planning and social policy problems. Unlike the tame problems of mathematics and chess, the wicked problems of planning lack clarity in both their aims and solutions. In addition to these challenges of articulation and internal logic, they are subject to real-world constraints that prevent multiple and risk-free attempts at solving. As described by Riddle and Weber, wicked problems have 10 important characteristics. 1. They do not have a definitive formulation. 2. They do not have a stopping rule. In other words, these problems lack an inherent logic that signals when they are solved. 3. Their solutions are not true or false, only good or bad. 4. There is no way to test the solution to a wicked problem. 5. They cannot be studied through trial and error. Their solutions are irreversible, so, as Riddle and Weber put it, every trial counts. 6. There is no end to the number of solutions or approaches to a wicked problem. 7. All wicked problems are essentially unique. 8. Wicked problems can always be described as the symptom of other problems. 9. The way a wicked problem is described determines its possible solutions. 10. Planners, that is those who present solutions to these problems, have no right to be wrong. Unlike mathematicians, planners are liable for the consequences of the solutions they generate. The effects can matter a great deal to the people who are touched by those actions. Considering the ethical merits of my holding morality truthfulness, dash moral truthfulness against the notions here in reality audit for life, I really change great need to yell at the highest level at those actors, including my mother, who is intended to cause harm to me, secretively, as though they have a right to conduct themselves in a hidden silence that is not justifiable, and as far as my mother is concerned, her actions are truly unforgivable at this point of time. The need to address legal capacity with adherence to official position documentations of the United States for the rights of persons with disabilities must be enabled in this family dynamic. Before I die from my disability of intentional exclusion and isolation that somehow is lost upon those who represent this hate-based scheme everywhere in this, the monster comes out. I am dying in terms of dying from HIV disconnection to doctor provider care, its social media tag, HIV untreatable. Public content starting March 2019 when HIV medical care provider unjustly, unethical and illegally acted against patient for simply needing to have a direct HIV-related conversation on the standards of care, conversation avoided, services terminated, extremely biased of a taboo subject that results in replied across all of civil society, disconnections abound, what the fuck is wrong with all you people? This becomes more urgent by more urgent as a 911 emergency, unquestionable to that fact. I told my mother a few months back that family dynamics like this in view of reality had been indeed actions unmendable to any cause of reasoning. To have created families to murder the members of their family. That is the dimension of our inability to have a discussion in seriousness in this family. So be it. The truth here must be told. The pen is mightier than the sword and do not kill the messenger after all. If I must get permission to transmit this to a family and community and outward to law enforcement. In itself, these are in terms of urgency. So be it. I understand the ruling intentions. I am not going to play games and I will indeed violate that rule for the expediency of this, for understanding something drastic in view of this matter is indeed present and accounted for in this country. Dash. Guia Practica Sedisang PDF. In white, where are pictures of Pia Dash, play with disabilities, and universal symbols representing five conditions of persons with disabilities, and the representation of the goddess Themis, symbol of justice. Practical guide for the establishment of support for the exercise of the legal capacity of persons with disabilities. Committee for the elimination of all forms of discrimination against persons with disabilities. CEDIS. The Committee for the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Persons with Disabilities. CEDIS. Practical guide for the establishment of support for the exercise of the legal capacity of persons with disabilities. ISBN 978-0-8270-7423-1. This is a publication of the General Secretariat of the Organization of American States, SG/OAS. Publications are independent of specific national or political interests. The opinions expressed in this publication do not necessarily represent the view of the Organization of American States, OAS. The total or partial reproduction of this publication, its computer processing, or transmission in any way is not permitted. Copyright General Secretariat of the Organization of American States 2021. To request permission to reproduce or translate part or all of this publication, please go to SG/OEA 17th Street and Constitution Avenue, NW Washington, DC 20006 USA. OAS cataloging -and- publication data. Committee for the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Persons with Disabilities. Guia Practica para el Establecimiento de Apoyos para el Ejercicio de la Capacidad Jurídica de las Personas NAS con Discapacidad. P.C.M. OAS. Documentos Oficiales. OEA/CIRD/XXVI. 39. ISBN 978-0-8270-7423-1. 1. People with disabilities. 2. People with disabilities, legal status, laws, etc. I title II. Organization of American States. Secretariat for Access to Rights and Equity. Department of Social Inclusion. III. Series. OEA/CIRD/XXVI. 39. Technical Edition. Alicia Losa Garcia Formenti, Anderson Jose Santana de Oliveira, Mariano Gabriel Gradachevich and Mercedes Carrillo. Graphic Design and Diagramming. Nicole Levoyer Escobar and Wellington Bazzara de Mello. Summary. Preface VI. Acknowledgements VI. Glossary IX. I Background 1. II. Conceptual Framework 11. Thematic Approaching 34. The Right to Exercise Decision-Making 35. Independent Living 42. Access to Justice 45. Sexual and Reproductive Rights 51. Right to Found a Family 57. Patrimonial Rights 59. Free and Informed Consent 63. Political and Electoral Participation 67. Access to Social Protection 70. IV. General Recommendations to Expand the Mechanisms and Actions to Guarantee the Full Exercise of the Legal Capacity of Persons with Disabilities 71. Web Document Link, https://hrlaw.columbia/introducing-new-human-right-learning-from-others-bringing-legal-capacity-home/introducing-a-new-human-right-learning-from-others-bringing-legal-capacity-home. Issue 49.3. Download the PDF. Kristen Booth Glenn is University Professor and Dean Emerita, CUNY School of Law, Director, Supported Decision Making New York, SDMNY, Surrogate, New York County, RET. The Human Right of Legal Capacity, most recently enunciated in Article 12 of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, CRPD, potentially transforms the way we see, understand, and treat people with a wide range of intellectual, developmental, and cognitive disabilities. This article considers how the human right of legal capacity, specifically for persons with disabilities, can be incorporated into legal discourse and practice in the United States. It recognizes the many challenges such an endeavor confronts. As well, it notes opportunities to enhance and improve the dignity, autonomy, and self-determination of persons who are routinely deprived of the right, most commonly through systems of substituted decision-making, like guardianship and conservatorship, or, in the case of persons with psychosocial disabilities, forced treatment or confinement. This article also looks at the ways in which legal capacity and the corresponding practice of supported decision-making, SDM, have been introduced in countries around the world and draws on those countries' experiences. Some countries have focused exclusively on legislative reform. Others have utilized pilot projects demonstrating that protecting legal capacity through the use of SDM can constitute an effective and rights-enhancing alternative to guardianship. Incorporating references to some of these efforts in Europe, Africa, and Australia, this article focuses on two of the longest-standing and most-developed efforts, those in Canada and Bulgaria, for lessons that might be learned. It considers efforts in the United States, which have, thus far, concentrated on SDM to the exclusion of the specific right of legal capacity. This article concludes with some observations about what it will take to bring this critical human right home. Download the PDF. Is that a grand coverage of these matters in a focused perspective of holding something into discussion and response in view of this higher view, being given no way to legal capacity in a hater's agenda to destroy me? As public enemy number one, I would claim such a title for sure. Absolute. The title of being such one WHO holds the truth of things that cannot be told. The Golden Bough, Sir James George Frazier. Really? A golden everlasting forevermore cruelty imposed upon me. I know the truth. I refuse to have to justify myself in this madness of family hate connectivity to this haters agenda endorsed by this government. As a state-sponsored hate program illegal by all means, highly illegal, what is it to all? I am indeed one WHO can claim the title of public enemy number one. The Golden Bough paperback dash James George Frazier. Web document link, https://www.amazon.com/golden-bough-james-gear. A certain sacred tree was forbidden to the touch, save only for runaway slaves. If the slave could break off a branch, the Golden Bough, he could. Rating, 4.4. 319 reviews, $9.98. The Golden Bough, A Study in Magic and Religion, a new web document link, https://www.amazon.com/golden-bough-religion-ob. In The Golden Bough, James George Frazier, an expert social anthropologist, explains the ancient origins of the world's myths, rituals, and religions. He shows. Rating, 4.6. 385 reviews, $17.95, in stock. The Golden Bough work by Frazier-Encyclopedia Britannica. Web document link, https://www.britannica.com. Topic: The Golden Bough. The Golden Bough, A Study of Comparative Religion by Sir James Frazer. It was originally published in two volumes in 1890 with the subtitle A Study in Subjects of Study, Comparative Religion and Dodge. Notable works: The Golden Bough Totemism, Homosexual Savagery 2005, JPJ, Save Yourselves from Your Very Own Stupidity, Ignorance, and Embarrassment Please. You Have No Clue, Your Agenda Here Is Exposed. Read that back cover, that is my fingerprints. Onto this book - this book remains a part of my book library, as long as I do not lose my storage unit in Denver. This image was not readily at my reach, it is not online in view of a social media profile in a Google Groups location, and the Internet Wayback Machine was all not showing the image in full res. I have my data protection schemes. This is a fact, not a fiction. To those WHOR family members in this house right now, and to whom you are listening to right now, you're falling to defend yourself in the savage mode, truly disturbingly knowing that is fact. You are making your decisions to be interfering and disruptive in view of all things real, is outrageous. I cut it out, off the wall - you were not welcome here in this house - no matter WHO owns this house for the matters at hand. There is no way to redeem the challenges here, to become an agent guilty of following orders or directives of my mother at the expense of my rights. Guilty of United States Code Section 242, Deprivation of Rights Under Color of Law. Web document link, https://www.justice.gov/grid/deprivation-rights-under-color-law. Deprivation of Rights Under Color of Law. Summary. Section 242 of Title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. For the purpose of Section 242, acts under color of law include acts not only done by federal, state, or local officials within their lawful authority, but also acts done beyond the bounds of that official's lawful authority, if the acts are done while the official is purporting to or pretending to act in the performance of his/her official duties. Persons acting under color of law within the meaning of this statute include police officers, prisons guards and other law enforcement officials, as well as judges, care providers and public health facilities, and others who are acting as public officials. It is not necessary that the crime be motivated by animus toward the race, color, religion, sex, handicap, familial status or national origin of the victim. The offense is punishable by a range of imprisonment up to a life term, or the death penalty, depending upon the circumstances of the crime, and the resulting injury, if any. Title 18, U.S.C., Section 242. Whoever, under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom, willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year, or both, and if bodily injury results from the acts committed in violation of this section or if such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosives, or fire, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both, and if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section or if such acts include kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to kill, shall be fined under this title, or imprisoned for any term of years or for life, or both, or may be sentenced to death.